Please be seated. So, what kind of Jesus do we have, and how does he deal with us? The answer seems easy enough. We confess what the scriptures say about Jesus. We confess him. We have it summarized in the Apostles' Creed, for example. But what about this side of Easter? While we are waiting for him to return and be our judge, while we are waiting for him to fulfill what he has accomplished for us. So how does he deal with us now? And what kind of Jesus is he for us? And who is it, ultimately, that determines the answers to these questions? Well, in our text from John chapter 7, Jesus' brothers have something in mind for him. They have it all figured out. They want him to display his miraculous power in public. They've seen him at work. They know the wonders that he can perform. And because he can do these things, they think he should take the show on the road. Let's get out of this backwater Galilee and head for Jerusalem. It's time for the Feast of Booths. The city will be swarming with people. Jesus could have a big impact there. And all those disciples still wavering in their attitudes about him may see his power and believe. So, Jesus, they tell him, use your powers for good. Be bold. Get out in public. Show people what you can do. If you stay here in Galilee and hide yourself, how do you expect anyone to notice you? Well, all of this, the evangelist John labels unbelief. The brothers do not understand who Jesus is. They don't know why he has come. They don't have faith. They do not grasp the idea that his ministry, that his very message, will be despised and rejected. And so Jesus responds to them saying, "My time is not yet come, but your time is always here." The brothers and their way of thinking belong to the world and its ways. They simply don't get it. They think secret is bad and public is good. Glorious is grand and ignominy is not. Be bold, they say. Don't be timid. Get out there, Jesus, and be somebody. But their definitions are not the ones with which Jesus works. He is not doing it the way they think he should. Sometimes we may be tempted to believe in a better Jesus. This Jesus does things our way. He sees things as we see fit. He takes care of things according to our plans. He would be a better Jesus if only he took care of this or that problem, if he only wiped out this or that sin and showed everyone how things really are. Better, more decisive, more effective, more dynamic, pick your favorite comparative to the way that he is currently being our Lord Jesus, to the one that we say we confess, to the one to which we say the scriptures bear witness. Well, Jesus' brothers want him to go to Jerusalem. They want him to go public, to be at the center of the action. He will, when his time is fully come. He will have a public teaching and preaching ministry there, but it will be one that incites hatred. He will tell the world that its works are evil. And the people in Jerusalem, the intended audience, will mock Jesus and despise his message. They haven't the slightest use for his signs and wonders. But yet, Jesus bears witness to the truth of God's word, that human beings are lost in sin, and it is God who justifies. Well, the brothers want Jesus to display his power in Jerusalem. They want him to go and reveal himself there. He will do that. when his time is fully come. But it will be a secret display, one of perfect obedience to the will of his Father. And it will be in the private teaching of his truth to his disciples, and they will believe him. The brothers want Jesus to show his glory in Jerusalem. They want him to go and show the world what he can really do. He will, when his time is fully come. He will display his glory in his humiliating death on the cross, crucified between criminals. This is the way that he accomplishes his Father's will for the world. For all those who are lost in sin, he justifies them in this way. And the Father will demonstrate to the world his power and glory by raising his dead son to life again after 3 days. This is the way that he accomplishes his will for the world, for all those lost in sin. He saves them. He saves us from sin and death in this way. And the new life that he gives us is one of faith and hope and joy. It is indeed a life of signs and wonders, a truly miraculous life in him. This is how Jesus deals with us. This is the Jesus that we have. Jesus' time has come, and his time is yet to come, but our time is forever in him. Praise and thanks be to him. Amen.